Welcome to the Very Pink Knits podcast, the companion podcast to the Very Pink Knits YouTube channel. I'm Stacy and I'm here with Casey.
Hi there.
Casey is a media manager here at Very Pink and she's also producing this show. If you'd like to get your knitting question on the show, just email it to podcast@verypink.com and please tell us where you're from. And if you're enjoying the ad-free show, please consider supporting it. We have a Patreon account and patrons get early access to episodes, a bonus episode every month, and we try to keep things interesting. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can jump over to patreon.com/verypinkknits for more information. And our yarn patron is Turtle Pearl. Turtle Pearl makes identical twin self-striping sock yarns. I'm using Diamond Dungarees colorway right now with matching toe and heel. A little extra skein of matching toe and heel yarn to give me solid color toes and heels. I love Turtle Pearl yarns. They're our favorite sock yarns. And we have a coupon code in the show notes. And we have a link to their brand new website. And their website looks great. Have you noticed on Facebook and Instagram, they've got the Halloween colorway out? I don't remember what the name of it is, but it's they always have the spooky colorway and they have the pictures of the knit up socks in the spooky colors. It's fun. It makes me think fall's around the corner. Hooray.
I know. When I left town for a few days and then I came back and I feel like, because we were having some pretty warm days here, and then I was like, ooh, it's cooler. Am I losing the rest of my summer? So.
Are you looking forward to that or are you dreading it?
I mean, I feel like I didn't get all the summer I wanted yet. So, or I didn't do all the things I wanted to do this summer. That's what I should say.
Oh, you did a lot this summer though.
I know. But like my friend here and I had been talking about doing more paddle boarding and we only went once. And so we have to get out on the water. Oh. She's gone a couple more times, but it's her paddleboard. So we have to coordinate. Stuff like that. Like
well, you're wearing a short sleeve shirt today. So you're still summering.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm the one in a long sleeve shirt because the Texas sun. I have to protect my delicate skin. I'm in the air conditioning though. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I want to mention knitting dreams too. If you have had a dream about knitting, we've mentioned this before, and we're going to get my friend, Mimi Pettibone, the dream detective. She's going to be on the show in September, and she will read through your knitting dreams and address some of them on the show. Just send your knitting dreams to podcast@verypink.com and use the subject line knitting dreams so I can find the email to get them to Mimi. And we haven't coordinated that yet. I'm in the process of moving right now. And once I'm in the new place, we'll schedule the time for having Mimi on the show. And that should be a fun episode.
Really fun.
My life is chaos right now. And I'm working from a list to try not to forget anything. Like once we get into the knitting questions, I'm fine. Like that stuff is not something that I have to remember. It's just like it's in my brain because I've been knitting for... Geez, 50 years now.
It's just automatic.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I haven't even been tying my own shoes for 50 years, but I have been knitting for 50 years. That's something. That's should we get to some questions or is there anything else?
Sure. I can't think of anything.
You think of it later, just let me know.
Okay. Here it's a Patreon question. A podcast question. Greetings from Kalamazoo, Michigan. My dilemma is regarding raglan sweaters with color work. Where are they? I've searched Ravelry unsuccessfully. I'm tall with broad shoulders and circular yokes just don't fit me well. I absolutely love the podcast and appreciate all the time you both contribute. Deb.
This is interesting because raglan sweaters with color work, where are they? It seems like they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's a modern thing. A lot of designers are coming out with circular yoke sweaters with color work. Okay, let me back up for the newer knitters who aren't following along. A raglan sweater, I have a feeling that Deb's probably talking about top-down raglan sweaters, and it's the kind of sweater that we start at the neckline and you increase 2 points in the front and 2 points in the back all along. And so you're creating the neck, the shoulders, the body, you know, down to the armpits, all in one piece. And then you knit the body separately and you knit each sleeve separately to finish it off. And it is a really nice, you know, it's knit in the round. So it's an easy way to have a color work design in there, a Fair Isle work design in there. And Deb doesn't like the way circular yokes work. And a circular yoke doesn't have 4 points of increases. It has kind of increases peppered through the whole shoulder area. And the thing I'm not sure about is I think there are exactly the same number of increases in a circular yoke as there is in a straight line raglan yoke. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think so? Like, yeah. She's saying that one fits her better than the other. I'm thinking she might just have had like a bad experience with one that wasn't written like a normal raglan sweater or a normal circular yoke.
Yeah, but she can find it. I'm looking at Ravelry while we're doing this. I mean, you can
I heard you search, clicking.
Yeah, you can search advanced. You can search by construction, like top down in the round. And I'm just searching to see if there's any raglan options, but there's not. But you can definitely, like I've already pulled up the color work, construction top down, worked in the round, and I'm already seeing some raglan sweaters. So that's an option.
Well, you can tell that they have the raglan lines.
Yeah, I'm just not seeing. I haven't gone through everything yet to see if raglan is an option you can click on, but I would be surprised.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and I'll do that filter myself, and I'll put that filter in the show notes so mm-hmm. Deb can get a look at it. But I'm also thinking that it should be circular yoke should fit the same as any other kind of raglan.
Yeah.
And one thing that's making me think that maybe it wouldn't is because of tension issues with color work. Like if it was a color work sweater that was being pulled a little bit because the Fair Isle was a little bit too tight. I'm not sure. Maybe Deb will follow up with us and let us know. But I'll put those search results in the show notes. What else are you saying? It sounds like you found something.
I found under design elements, you have to click under sleeve and then the raglan's an option.
Okay.
So you could just do that and
raglan sleeve, right.
And not do all the other things just to see what you get. So
what you get.
Mostly okay. I'm seeing stripes, which is interesting.
Yeah. Stripes are nice on raglan sweaters.
But not a lot of like design elements, like, you know, different patterns.
Well, but you can also filter color work then too.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're there. You just got to dig for
they're
them.
There.
They're there. All right. All right. This is another Patreon question. Could you guys weigh in on the two ways to do an SSK? I learned to slip as if to knit, then do the knit two together through the back loop kind of thing. But there's apparently an alternate way in all very dramatically typed all in caps. All caps. Holy yes. cow. Who knew about this? Not me until today. So you can slip as if to knit, slip as if to purl, then do the knit two together thing. I've tried both ways and I can't tell a difference. Is there a visual aesthetic difference? Is there a use case for one way over the other? Like in lace, do it this way, or in stockinette, do it the other way. Or way one looks more like mirror of knit two together, or way two looks more even and or neat some way. Should we assume one way unless the pattern directs a specific way? Thanks, Claire from Tampa.
Claire is really excited about this alternate way of working SSK. So SSK is a one-stitch decrease, a left-leaning one-stitch decrease. And the normal way we do it is slip a stitch as if to knit, slip a second stitch as if to knit, and then you can transfer those two stitches over to the left needle or just and then knit them through the back loop. I'll put a link to my slow motion SSK video. Then there's the alternate way. And I think on Instagram, it started being called the preferred SSK. I think that's the word that was being used. And it's just one of those things, like it's one of those things that people get excited about online that doesn't really last very long because when you boil it down, I don't think it's all that exciting. I have a video on the alternate SSK and I can put a link to that. And you work them side by side. There is a little bitty tiny difference. It's not it's not significant. It's not even significant enough to say, well, you know, do it this way in lace and do it this way in stockinette. No, it's, I encourage anyone who has knitting in front of them right now, work an SSK and then work the second SSK as slip as if to knit, slip as if to purl, and take a look at the two of them and then get your magnifying glass to find the difference between the two. It's not enough difference to get really excited about it. And I'll tell you what, I did that video and thought, well, you know, that's something that I have in my head now, this other way of working SSK. And then I immediately forgot about it because it doesn't matter in my life at all. And I'll just keep working SSK the way I always have. And it's not because I'm an old fuddy-duddy. It's just because, you know, it's not that big of a thing. Have you heard of this, Casey?
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard the trend on Instagram, but I think when I first started knitting myself, I knit two like at the same time, or I slipped two at the same time.
Yeah, that's not correct. You don't get the same left lean that way. Right.
Right. So.
Yeah, slipping two. It's not even, you don't even have to slip them. You can just knit them through the back loop. That's just a KTBL.
Right.
But you were a new knitter. You didn't know yet.
I was new. I didn't know. There was no YouTube.
You didn't. Right. All these things that we did incorrectly because we had to wait for someone who knew how to knit to show us, and they might not even know the answer to the question.
I know.
We had to rely on other people and their shaky advice. You had to figure out yourself, or you got a book in front of you. The Reader's Digest Complete Guide to Needlework. That was one of my favorite books as a kid to just pour through and figure things out and learn things. I think they're still printing. I still have my mom's copy from the 70s in my library. Wow. Yeah. So, Claire, cool. I think I'm impressed with how much thought you're putting into this, but go ahead and clear out that space of your brain. It's not that much different. It's not really worth even thinking about which one you're going to use. I mean, and now I know someone's going to email me. Well, I was using this this Egyptian cotton from this one region in this one color, and it really made a difference. Okay, so there might be some situation that I haven't seen, but just for general knitting, the preferred SSK and the regular old SSK, they're very, very similar.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey.
Okay. All right. Hi, Stacey and Casey. I'm learning Fair Isle knitting, and it is so much fun. I have two questions I can't seem to find answers to. The first is how to prevent gaps when I'm breaking one color yarn and introducing a new color. These changes all seem to happen at the beginning of the round. My second question is about the occasional rows where there's only a single color. Do you carry the second color in the back, trapping it periodically so that the thickness of the fabric remains consistent throughout the project, or do you just carry it up the side and knit with the one color? I like the idea of keeping the thickness consistent, but I'm not thrilled about wasting yarn. Is there a common practice that most people adhere to? I'll include a picture of my hat as I just finished so you can see the solid rows. In this project, I carried a second color in the back. Thanks for all your help. You taught me to knit, and I'm forever grateful. Melanie from Aww. Fort Morgan, Colorado.
Hi, Melanie. These are really good Fair Isle questions. These are good Fair Isle questions. I appreciate that. How to prevent gaps when I'm breaking one color and introducing a new color. And Melanie's asking about knitting in the round. And when you're doing Fair Isle, you're knitting with two colors at once and you're carrying both colors throughout the round, but only knitting with it whenever the pattern calls for it so that you can get this pattern, this color pattern in your knitting. So, sometimes, you know, you might be using these two colors and then you're not going to use one of those colors for another 20 rounds. So you decide to break that yarn and attach your other color. This is when Fair Isle gets interesting, when you have a bunch of colors going on. But Melly, absolutely right. When you attach a new color, you do end up with a funny little blip at the beginning of the round. And no matter what you do with, you know, tying the two ends together or being really careful, you'll end up with a gap or you'll end up with a stitch that's a little bit wonky next to the next stitch. I have not figured out a way to not have a bit of wonkiness right there. So I've figured out a way to correct it after the fact. You have those ends that you have to weave in anyway. And I recommend just doing duplicate stitch over the wonky stitches to make them look better. And I'll include a link in the show notes to duplicate stitch. It's essentially embroidering in a way that looks exactly like the knit stitches that you've made, you know, V's in stockinette. And if you have some wonky stitches, the embroidery is going to look better than the wonky stitch underneath it. So you just kind of cover it up with a little bit of embroidery, the duplicate stitch. So that's my answer to that. There's no way of avoiding the wonky stitch, so we just correct it after the fact, and we have those handy little ends hanging there that we have to weave in anyway. We might as well weave them in with duplicate stitch. And then Melanie's next question is, sometimes in the pattern, when you're knitting in Fair Isle, you have some solid color rows where they're, you only need to knit with one color all the way around. And Melanie's wondering if she should carry that second color and just kind of trap it along the way because she's not actually knitting with it to keep the fabric a consistent weight. And I would say there's nothing wrong with that. You can absolutely do that. The solid colored rows aren't going to make a massive difference in the weight of your fabric if you don't do it. It will, in theory, make a warmer hat or sweater or whatever you're doing if there is more two strands carried throughout the sweater. But I don't even know if you could measure that in degrees. I would say that if I was in that situation right now where I had to make a decision to carry the second unused color and around or not carry it, I would take the break from Fair Isle and just knit the rounds plain and not carry that second color around and just like, I'm loving this Fair Isle pattern so much, but what a nice break for me to just knit two rounds without Fair Isle. It's like your recess from Fair Isle for a little while. So I would say that Melanie says she doesn't like wasting yarn. It wouldn't be wasting yarn because you're contributing to a whole sweater and it is that tiny bit warmer because you're carrying the yarn around, but it's also, let's just call it a break for the knitter, mm-hmm. a little recess for the knitter. Take that recess. Those are very good Fair Isle questions, Melanie. Thank you.
All right. Hi, ladies. Your podcast has given me inspiration to learn new techniques, and I refer everyone to you for their knitting problems. You both keep me company on all of my many hours I spend in the car. My question is about Knit Companion. I love it, and Stacy, your tutorials have taught me so much. I was just wondering what you do with your projects after they are completed. Do you leave the pattern with all your notes on the project page or save it somewhere else? I don't want to lose all my chart tables and notes I've created, but I would prefer my projects page to be more active projects with not every project I've ever created. Is that possible? Thanks for all you do. Becky from Aberdeen, Maryland. Right? MD's Maryland.
Hi, Becky. I think MD's Maryland.
Yep.
What else could it be?
I don't know.
Gosh, we're bad at state abbreviations. We're actually pretty good at state abbreviations, but there are so many M states.
Yeah.
So many M states. Okay. Melanie, you can leave, when you finish a pattern in Knit Companion, you can leave it there on your projects page, or you can remove it. You can save the Knit Companion version of that file, because I know that at least in iOS, in the Apple platform, if you want to switch between, say, your MacBook and your iPad, you've been knitting on your MacBook and you want to switch over to the sofa and your iPad for the projects that you're working on, you save the Knit Companion file. It's no longer a PDF. It's a Knit Companion file. You save it to the cloud and then you open that file from the cloud on your iPad so that you have your counters and your notes and everything come up just the way you left them. So that's the way you would do it, is that you would save the Knit Companion file with your charts and your notes and everything else. And then you would be able to delete it from your project tab, which is where theoretically you want to keep your active projects. You don't want to have hundreds of patterns in there, you know, just kind of things you're working on. But if you do want to save your notes and stuff, that's the way to do it. I will see what I can find, because I haven't done this actual thing in a while. I just know it's possible. I'll see what I can find for how to save the Knit Companion file, and then put a link to that in the show notes. That's all I can give right now, because I don't want to give inaccurate information on how to save the Knit Companion file. I know I've done it. I know I've done it a few times. It's just I'm not remembering exactly how to do it right now. If I had Knit Companion open, maybe I could.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to like explain what you're doing without looking at it.
Let's see. Let's get one more question in, Casey.
All right. Hi, Stacey and Casey. I love your podcast and listen almost daily. I have about a year to go before I catch up.
Yeah, you have to you have to be way behind if you're listening daily because it's a weekly podcast.
I consider myself an intermediate knitter, but I have two issues. First, my tension is very even but loose enough. I usually have to adjust needle size. I want to knit a top-down sweater, which is where issue number two enters. I'm an older lady, 70, have lost quite a bit of weight and now wear a size petite medium. The problem is that my upper arms are still extra large, 17 inches. How do I adjust the pattern to fit this body with the comfy fit I want? I don't like sweater girl snug. So many patterns show. Thanks for your help. Any help you can offer and all the amazing things you do. Connie from Florida.
Hi, Connie. This is a good question, and it's good that you've asked. She says she has two issues. And I only got the one about
the... I don't think the first one's really an issue. She just has to change...
Change needle sizes.
That's
okay. Changing needle size to get gauge, that's not an issue. You've got that, Connie. That's no problem. Okay, so she's knitting top-down sweaters, and she's... she would like a little extra room in the arms. And Connie, you are doing the exact right thing by knitting top-down sweaters, because that... it does get a lot easier than it would, say, with a sweater where you're knitting a front piece, a back piece, a sleeve, and a sleeve, and you sew them all together. There isn't a lot of room to make adjustments to that kind of sweater. So you're doing it just right, Connie. A top-down raglan sweater, you can just add a few extra stitches, whatever the gauge may be. Maybe the gauge is, you know, 4 stitches to the inch, and you would like an extra inch in the arms, just add 4 stitches to each arm section when you're casting on. So, you know, the sweater might say, you know, cast on X number of stitches, which is 40 stitches for the front, 40 stitches for the back, and 10 stitches at each shoulder, which will eventually be the arms, right? Just add 4 to that 10, and that's going to... it should be clear in the pattern, like, this is the front, this is the back, and these are the sleeves, because you have markers between each one of those. The only time that this is going to get tricky, adding the stitches is no problem. You can absolutely do that. And if you have skinny arms, you can take those stitches away. You're just changing the proportions of the sweater. The only time that this gets tricky is if you're doing something that has a color work pattern, right? Because if you're adding 4 stitches, you're going to mess with whatever that color work pattern is. So just keep that in mind. A plain sweater, you know, it'd be much easier just to use a beautiful yarn and knit a plain single color sweater than to try to alter a color work pattern. But, you know, if the color work pattern is like a 4-stitch repeat or something, and you're adding 4 stitches, you're just adding one more repeat. That's not a problem. It's just kind of unique to that sweater. But Connie, you're doing it just right by wanting the sweater to fit well and then choosing a top-down raglan for, one to alter a little bit to make it fit well, because it's not hard to do. You got it.
Awesome.
Did I do it, Casey? Mm-hmm.
I think we did it.
Okay. Well, it's getting close to lunchtime here. So time to sign off and get some food inside of me. Casey, where do people find you online?
I'm most active on Instagram at KC. That's the letter K and the letter C.knits.
Very good. And I'll put the link in the show notes as well as our other contact links. I am, of course, the Very Pink Knits YouTube channel and verypink.com and Very Pink Knits on Instagram. And that is it for this week. So until next week, stay warm, my friends.